Okay, we are live.
Getting fit with Gabe and Joe.
Episode 18.
18.
Yeah, so we're here near Malibu, or in Malibu, at Zuma Beach. And we have just made an attempt at surfing.
Yeah, attempt.
It didn't work out so well because I got misinformation and then didn't check up on that information that there was indeed a south swell coming.
You had a bro source.
Yeah, the guy said it's good to go. He's going Thursday through Saturday to Mission Beach, San Diego, but it's gonna be great all up and down the coast. And so I didn't even think to double check it. I just kind of was like, let's do this.
Yeah.
So
it was still good to get in the water, man. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, but it was 2 hours of traffic, and I have two boards, one board in my car and one on the roof.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, I don't know if you know this about my co-host, Gabe Rosen, he's prone to exaggeration.
What? It
took an hour and 20 minutes to get here.
It took longer for me. I didn't come from Hollywood. It
took me about an hour and 10.
It took like an hour for me to get to the 101.
Okay.
And then it took 4 hours from there.
see how it goes, folks?
It was... all right, so what's new with you, Joe, in the fitness world? Last time we met up, we had just had the body composition analysis.
Yeah, man.
What's happened since then? That was like 3 weeks ago.
Well, let me see. I tried my hand at two or three different types of workouts, and then I found this app called Multi-Year, which is a great app. Any of you guys on iOS that are casting about looking for a great workout app, that's my favorite. I've tried, I don't know, a dozen or so, and this is my favorite by far, and it's based on really good science. The people really know their stuff, and there's multiple protocols in there. If you want to do starting strength version 1 or starting strength version 2, you could do that. It does Big Six. It does Wendler 531. It does something called Mad Cow. It has a bunch of different protocols, and they have their own workout protocols, and that's the one I'm doing right now, and it's kicking my butt, dude.
Yeah, you're doing phase 2, you said, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'm phase 2 of the app, and...
What's the app called again?
Multi-Year.
Multi-Year, okay.
Yeah, and it's great. It has, you know, all the stuff that you would expect from a fitness app. Graphs and tracking your progress, and it looks really cool. The interface is nice, and also it gives you all your warm-up sets, and it bumps the weight up for you at a nice rate.
And you can track your progress, too, in the app, right?
Yep, yeah, it's great. And
that's pretty cool.
It's kicking my butt, dude. It's got me doing different rep schemes than I've done in a long time. Probably not since back maybe a year ago when we were doing the Cosgrove New Rules of Lifting for Abs.
Mm.
Doing like, you know, sets of 15
and
squats and deadlifts. Man, that's kicking my butt. I've just been used to be doing, you know, 5 to 8 basically.
Yeah.
So.
And is it taking you more time to do more reps? I mean, is it 5 sets of 15 or is it 3 sets of 15?
You know, when you're on 15, when it has you on 15, it only gives you a minute rest between sets.
Oh, okay.
So not really.
So it's a lot like the Cosgrove one.
Yeah.
In that sense. And it gives you 3 sets of 15 and then 5 sets of 5 or something like that?
3 sets of 15. Sometimes it's 4 sets of 15. The last time I was in there, I was doing 4 sets of 8. And it gave me a minute rest. When you're doing 5s, it gives you 3 minutes of rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. And yeah. Your goal is...
strength.
Oh, strength. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you had said hypertrophy was your goal.
Yeah. Well, I figure doing all this varied rep scheme, that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the higher reps, I think it's going to help for the hypertrophy and... I just want to feel good. I want to feel strong, and this is kind of it's bumping my numbers up, and I'm feeling stronger and stronger every week.
How many times a week are you going?
2 to 3. Usually 2 to 3. Yeah.
Cool. And then what are you doing on the off days? Are you still doing sprinting once a week?
No, I haven't been doing sprinting. I need to get back into that. I've been doing some walking. Yeah, well, you know, we went to the beach today, got in the water, got a little bit of a workout.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to stay active.
That's good.
Yeah.
Cool.
How about you?
Well, as you know, I just got off the road from traveling, and I think that was kind of like a surf odyssey. I drove my friend's Prius up to Portland, and on the way, I went from San Francisco up to Portland by myself and basically hit the coast. And I surfed in San Francisco with my buddy at Ocean Beach. It was freezing. It was a lot like today, but bigger and choppier. Mm. And it was earlier. It was like 7 a.m. on a Monday. Oh. It was early. Yeah. And cold. But so that was interesting. The whole thing was interesting. Then Gold Beach, that didn't really work out. I went like up and down looking for a surf shop because I didn't bring a board with me.
Mm-hmm. And then, so you're looking for rental.
Yeah. And there was a place that had a stand-up paddleboard rental, but I just didn't want to do that and go in by myself. Mm-hmm. Like,
have you ever done that before?
No. I'd be interested. We should try that.
Yeah.
Let's do that. I'd like to try that. Let's do that. Maybe we'll take a lesson or something. Yeah. Rent to take a lesson.
That sounds good.
So, and then the final, like, one of the final days, it was a Friday, and I'd already reached my destination, returned the Prius. I was staying with those guys up there. I was like, you know, hey, could I take the car tomorrow morning and go to this beach? Because I'd seen this beach in Men's Journal. I mm-hmm. wrote about this in the last blog entry.
Uh-huh.
But, so I took off at, like, 5 in the morning because he needed the car back by noon. I got there at 7, obviously, no surf rental shops, and basically went to, you know, I drove an hour north to a place called Seaside and rented one there, and it was a cool experience, so...
Wait, is that the one where... What was the person's name
sent you? Schuler. Yeah, Schuler rented these boards, and he... I came out to the store, and basically, it was like 8 a.m., and I was surprised that there was a surf shop, and he answered the door, or answered the window, second story, shirt off. What can I do for you? You know, and I'm like, do you rent boards? And he's like... Nope, but up by the Chevron they do. Tell them Schuler sent you.
Is this guy an old fisherman?
he was definitely older. I don't know about fisherman, but he was a cool guy. And the board was really cool. It had like all these Miro kind of drawings on it. I almost bought. I mean, I was curious about buying the board, but then I was like, how the hell am I gonna get this board back?
Right.
You know, so.
Huh.
But I think I am going to buy a new board. I think that the 7.5 one is too narrow. That was one thing about the Schuler. It was more like a fun rails. Board. Yeah. And then that other board is just too heavy.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'm going to trade them both in for one that maybe I can actually surf on.
Yeah. Cool.
So I've been doing that instead of sprinting. I've been trying to go 2 times a week. And definitely getting better. And I actually feel it a lot in my traps mm-hmm. and my shoulders. I mean, it's a really good... Yeah, really good shoulder workout or whatever, upper body workout.
Mm-hmm.
Just do so much paddling, especially mm-hmm. when it's rough out. I mean, you're just most of the time paddling out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun. I liked it. I've liked it. And then besides that, I guess I've been sort of wandering between workouts a little bit. Mostly I've just been doing like high intensity workout Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And Monday and Friday have been like chest and back kind of thing. And then... Wednesday has been more legs and shoulders overall. And
what exercises are you doing?
You know, stuff like pull-ups, mm-hmm. push-ups, more tending towards body weight.
Oh, okay.
I think I showed you that Men's Journal thing mm-hmm. that they just had. That was a good one. And then I looked back at that Statham workout that was designed by Dan Johns, which mm-hmm. was like you do 10, then 9, 8,
right.
7 of 5 different exercises called the Big 55. That's a really hard workout, mm-hmm. like impossible. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't do 10 pull-ups, then do 9, then do 8 down.
What about jump pull-ups, where you jump up and then...
I've never done that. I've never done any of those. Or kipping, no.
Or, jump pull-ups, or, you know, there's that, you know, have you seen at my place, I have that band. It's a big elastic band. You can loop over
the
bar and then sit in it, and it's like an assist.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe I'll check that out. But I'm not totally sure what program. I checked out your thing, and mm-hmm. it looked cool. And then
the app?
Yeah, the app. Yeah. And I've just been kind of trying different stuff. I think, you know, having reached the end of the Owen, I mean, I did that whole book. I did mm-hmm. 4 phases, and now... You know, I came upon that because I was injured, and it was really good. But now I feel better, so I'm not sure if I'm going to stick with it or do something different. I guess I'm still looking around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Just looking at the... just for people that are interested, they have a first-year training system in this app, phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, and they have different tests to kind of... So you can determine which one to start with. And then they also have These are up for free. They're like strong lifts, big six, starting strength version one, starting strength version two, 5-3-1, that's the Wendler thing, German volume training, mad cow 5x5, and upper lower 5-3-1.
Mm.
That must be like a split 5-3-1. But, and those are free. And it's like, just say if you wanted to do starting strength, you would just click on starting strength and you would enter, for instance, what your either your 1 RM, your 1 repetition max, your 3 or your 5, you could test on squat, bench press, military press,
yeah,
pull-ups, and then it'll give you your weights, and it'll progress you through. And so far, man, I've been very happy with it. It's great.
But it's been a week?
2 weeks now. Yeah. We've got five workouts
in.
So
you have 3 years to go with it? So isn't it multi-year? Like they're like year one, year two, year three.
Well, yeah, you can.
Can do that. I mean, that's the idea. Yeah.
Right. I get, but I'm starting with phase two, so I guess I got another year after that. But they have a custom workouts log too, if you want to do your own.
Cool.
Put your own workouts in this.
So that's
the interface is great.
Multi-year.
You know?
That's what it's called. Multi-year.
Yeah.
We close out. We got 11. It's been 11 minutes.
Oh yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. All right, folks.
Take a little break. Yeah. Be right back. Back. We are back. Segment two.
Get fit. Gabe and Joe.
Gabe and Joe. So Joe, I was talking to Joe on the break about chronic cardio.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff we talk about even when we're not podcasting.
Yeah. I have a couple friends who are doing half marathons and real marathons, full marathons.
Mm-hmm.
And someone just asked me if I wanted to train for a half marathon. And I was kind of like, yeah, no, I'm not really feeling up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Truth matters, I wanted to spare my knees. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise, you know, I kind of think back to that whole thing of, you know, would you rather look like a sprinter or like a marathon runner?
Right.
You know? And so I declined. But I was thinking, you know, it is an amazing feat to be able to run 12 miles, 13 miles in a row.
For sure.
And so amazing, I was wondering, man. I posed the question to Joe on the break. I said, Joe, what are the reasons that someone like Mark Sisson would give for not wanting to run, you know, not do chronic cardio?
Well, it's a good thing you put it that way because I have his answer right in front of me.
Don't read it, maybe just paraphrase it.
Yeah, I'm going to paraphrase it. He talks about how with that kind of activity, you basically have a certain amount of that kind of activity is glycogen dependent, okay? And what that means is that you have a certain amount of glycogen, which is stored glucose, sugar, that's stored in your liver and in your muscle cells, and that's the type of thing that fuels that activity right there. And in order to do that, you have to eat a lot of kind of carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, there's, you know, fluctuating insulin levels, and that kind of stuff wreaks havoc on your system long term.
At my friend, she's very thin.
Right.
She's muscly, like she's got toned muscles, but she's very thin, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be because, you know, she's burned through these glycogen stores, or maybe not eating enough?
Well,
like potatoes and rice and stuff like that, or whatever she needs to.
Not necessarily. The reason for the thinness is of, like, say, if you were to compare a sprinter to a marathon runner, the reason why the sprinters are so jacked is that
they're on steroids. Apparently,
apparently unwittingly, right?
Yeah.
Tyson Gay was taking some supplement that he didn't realize had some ephedrine in it.
Right.
No, it's that that type of activity, it's, man, testosterone and insulin growth factor and human growth hormone, it really boosts that stuff. And when that stuff packs on the muscle and burns the fat. Chronic cardio, on the other hand, does the exact opposite. It increases inflammation, it depresses the immune system, and it raises cortisol levels. And cortisol,
so you're more likely to get sick if you're running marathons or a half marathon than otherwise?
Yeah.
Or hard to say, but you said depresses the immune system.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, it would follow from that.
Yeah. Hard to say. I mean, if you'd have to compare people over time, I guess.
I mean, what Mark Sisson does say that that kind of activity, what it does is it definitely increases your cardiac muscle, which is good, but up to a certain point, then you start to get to the point of diminishing returns. And I think, like, long-term marathon runners, they get this type of condition where the left ventricle of the heart gets kind of overbuilt. And as a result, and that kind of predisposes you to certain types of kind of cardiac events. And that's why a lot of times they drop dead of a heart attack. Yeah.
Whoa.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so if people want to see this, how would they find this article that Sisson speaks in?
You type chronic cardio into Google, and the very first thing that pops up is Sisson's article on it.
All right, I'll check that out, yeah. And then the other question that's been posed to me recently is about rice. I have a number of people who think I'm a paleo expert because of this podcast.
Right.
No, I think, you know, I don't know why, but I guess because I've been doing it for a couple of years now, over a couple. And so people are like, what's the deal with rice? And I do have rice occasionally, especially, for instance, after I surf, I'll go have a fish burrito or like a fish taco. And I don't mind having the rice. I mean, I feel like if you do heavy lifting or some kind of cardio event, you know, it's okay to kind of carb fuel a little bit and have some rice.
Yeah.
But that said, I thought rice was a grain. So
well,
what would you say?
The brown rice you probably want to stay away from, not just because of the recent stories in the news about there being arsenic in brown rice, but also because there's other stuff in brown rice like the bran, but compared to white rice, it has more anti-nutrients in it. White rice is pretty much pure starch, which is, you know, it's neutral. It's not, if you're trying to lose weight, maybe you want to kind of moderate intake of starch. But if you're like, say, if you're engaged in some type of super high intensity exercise, like CrossFit or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, or, you know, some type.
What about surfing?
Yeah, like post surfing, you know? You can consume white rice.
Not
no
like what we just did, but like, you know.
Yeah, like if you're out in the water for
a
couple hours.
On Monday. I was out for 6 hours, you know, three different beaches. I was out there for a while.
A little white rice might be called for it. White rice is definitely preferable. There's this guy, Paul Jaminet, who has a website called Perfect Health Diet, and he recommends rice and potatoes.
Not to be confused with Paul Giamatti.
Who is not paleo, at least from the looks of it.
Although he also recommends potatoes and rice. It's not nice.
Let me see. And also, remember that book that I got that I really liked, Paleo for Lifters, from the 70s, Big Guy?
Oh, yeah. Those
guys recommend rice and potatoes over fruit, actually.
Oh, yeah.
As a source of carbohydrates.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's interesting to know, or good to know. I don't know, do you have any paleo questions that have come up across that people have asked you? Do you have any paleo pasta? Did you guys ever follow through on that? I know you were thinking of doing that, making some pasta from like eggplant maybe.
I've had paleo pasta with the spaghetti squash before. I was somewhat disappointed in it, but that was just because I was expecting pasta. If somebody had just put the dish in front of me and didn't tell me it was...
Yeah, you would have taken it for what it was.
Yeah, and
it
probably would have been delicious. Yeah, right. So
I thought that those nut crackers that Ryan had the other day, those were... they were almond thins. Anyway, they were really... they were great. No, they tasted really good. They tasted like real crackers.
Okay.
That's all. But,
cool.
Okay, well, we'll conclude this one.
Looks like your recording device is running out of batteries.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll take a little break and then come back strong. Here we go. If you love me like you say,
back.
We're back. Episode
18.
18. Segment 3. Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe. Okay. So, Joe, what are we going to talk about here?
We're going to talk about some resources that people can go to find out answers to their paleo questions.
That's a good idea. What kind of resources are you talking about?
Well, we can talk about books. We can talk about websites. We can talk about podcasts.
That sounds like a great idea. Did you just come up with that?
It's just off the top of my head.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You're not reading off that cue card right there?
Nope.
I was thinking, we're sitting in Joe's car by the beach here. It's like getting to be sunset. We definitely look like we're having maybe a breakup or something.
Right. Yeah. The windows are fogging up.
Yeah.
It's amazing behind us, though. Look at that mountain. The sun going down behind that mountain. It's beautiful.
Very beautiful. And, you know, Joe, this is the kind of thing that you can do when you're fit. You can come out to the beach at sunset and try to surf, fail, and then sit in your car and look at the sunset. No, but I was going to, in all seriousness, I really did feel it on that trip, you know, that just, you know, to be able to drive 10 hours and then get, you know, go to sleep, rest, get up, do it again, and go surfing, all that stuff. I felt like, man, I'm really leading an active lifestyle. And like the stuff that I put all this energy and time into learning about, starting to pay off.
Yeah.
Like I'm starting to, you know, feel better. Yeah, feel better. And so anyway, a bunch of people have come to me and been like, you know, I want to get in shape this summer. So that's where this resource thing comes from. So yeah. Joe, what books have been helpful for you if you had to pick three?
Okay, well, I would pick Starting Strength. That's just a really, by Mark Ripito, that's a really thorough book on just how to get strong. And he just covers the basic exercises, you know, squat, deadlift, bench press, military press, rows, stuff like that. And, you know, like the first, he has like 60 pages just on squat form. It's very thorough. That would be a good one. I would also maybe pick, as far as exercise goes, I like the Cosgrove books, man.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, the New Rules of Lifting or New Rules
of Lifting. What about Supple Leopard?
I like that one a lot, too, man.
But
I just started reading
that again.
If
you can only do three, so you...
That might be one of them, actually. Yeah, that's a good one.
Or would you pick the Paleo for Lifters one?
That's a good one, too, dude.
So you need to make a choice.
But that's less about lifting than it is about nutrition.
Yeah, that...
Okay, well then, I mean, if it's going to be
about... Just books, about nutrition or...
I like Mark Sisson's Primal Blueprint because it covers all those. It covers exercise, it covers nutrition, it covers getting sunlight, it covers stress reduction.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I found myself, I recommended both people who consulted me pick up the Paleo Solution. Rob
That's
Wolf.
A good one too, yeah.
Because it's science-y, but at the same time, it's accessible.
Yeah, there's some humor in there.
Yeah, and he's a young guy, I think people can relate to him.
Mm-hmm.
So that, one that I always recommend for people is the New Evolution Diet by Art Devaney. And I liked it a lot. I know a lot of people have issues with his science, feel like it's a little fuzzy. But I think that as an anecdotal story about a guy who's been paleo for like over 30 years, he's in his, what, 70?
70s, yeah, late 70s. He's burnt, yeah, and he's amazing.
He's in great shape. So I recommend that one. And then, you know, let's see, what else?
One more. 4-Hour Body. I know you like that one.
I only like a few chapters from that,
oh,
you know?
Okay.
I haven't even gotten to that full book, but, I mean, truthfully, I love that book by Owen McGibbon, Cover Model Diet, which I know you think is ridiculous, but...
Do you love him?
I'm in love with Owen. No, but that was a great book. I love his story. He was, like, injured. Everyone thinks he's a genetic wonder kind, but he's just... He was injured, and, you know, he came back, and he's got a lot of great stuff about motivation. I think it's a great book.
Cool. Websites. Let's talk about websites.
Getting Fit with Owen McGibbon. No.
Getting Fit with Owen and Gabe.
Yeah. All right, websites. What do you... You go to Mark's Daily App all the time, right?
That's kind of the one, my go-to one that I refer people to, just because... it's very user-friendly, and it's super complete, and he's been posting, you know, a post a day for years and years and years, so it's super deep.
Yeah.
There's an answer to almost everything on there, and I like, you
It's
know,
a good interface, too. It's easy to find stuff on there.
Yeah.
What else?
I like that one. I like,
What about robwolf.com?
That's a good one.
Actually, I find that one, when I refer people to it, they don't really look at it. It's kind of too broad an interface. Like, it's hard to navigate, I think. Mm,
yeah. I know there was a recent redesign. Maybe that helped things a little bit.
Also, it helps that Mark Sisson sends out an email daily.
Right. And also, every article is just plastered with pictures of him with his shirt off, and he's 60 years old, and he's totally ripped.
Yep. Is he 60?
I think he turned 60 this year, yeah.
Yeah, one thing that's confusing is he was a triathlete, you know? He's mm-hmm. now against chronic cardio, but...
Well, but he shows pictures of what he looked like when he was a triathlete.
Oh, really?
Was skinny.
Really?
He was a classic skinny fat, yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
Kind of flabby. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I agree with those. And then what's a third website?
Well, you know, that Perfect... Let me see, Perfect Health Diet... I mean, I like Chris Kresser a lot. Maybe I'll save that for the podcast. I like his podcast. Websites that I would refer people to.
You know what? I just sent someone a link to Nerd Fitness.
Oh yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, that's
and
a good one.
They have a paleo breakdown on there. You could Google it, and that was a great breakdown of how to do paleo and how to make it happen.
Nerd Fitness, yeah, especially for anybody who is a nerd.
Yeah, I mean, but it was cool. They had little Lego caveman and mm-hmm. cavemen. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that place. Yeah, they have, you know, 10 ways to level up your life using, like, kind of video game stuff. And yeah, it's great. I like that. That's a good one, man.
Okay, why don't you do podcasts, and then we'll close out. I know you got to go.
Yeah, okay, podcasts. Rob Wolf, that's kind of like the king.
Okay.
I think he's into 200-and-something podcasts at this point, man, and it's great.
I would say Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe.
Oh, yeah, let's start
that's
with that one.
That's number two.
No, that's number one.
Number one, yeah. Okay.
Then Rob Wolf.
Rob Wolf, two. Okay. And then what's three?
I like the Chris Kresser podcast. It's very science-y, though. So, I mean, maybe something that's a little less science-y might be either the Latest in Paleo podcast or the... there's this one called... what is it? Relentless Roger and the Caveman Doctor. And these guys are, one guy's a doctor, a cancer doctor, an oncologist.
Okay.
And the other guy is a physical trainer. Wow. And they're both way into paleo and working out smart. And it's, they have, you know, a nice format to their podcast where they have like a little bit of news stuff. And then they talk about stuff that's going on. And then they have takeaways, kind of fitness takeaways and nutrition takeaways. I like that one a lot.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'll check that out. Well, okay, folks, I think that's going to do it for us. We are out of time.
Yeah.
So this has been Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe.
See you.